USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
140,000 acres burned north of Sacramento, and the campfire is still just 40% contained. And other numbers from that fire are soaring. Seven more victims of it were found yesterday, so that brings the death toll to 63. The number of missing people in that vicinity also soaring from 130 at this time yesterday to over 630 this morning. And some other numbers concerning structures.
Damaged structures to 270, and our total number of destroyed structures to 11,862.
North Korea says it's about to deport an American citizen that it's been holding ever since October, when it claims he entered the country illegally from China. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
What's being called a pre-winter storm is taking a toll on the eastern third of the nation as it's affecting the Midwest, the Appalachians, the East Coast, closing schools, snarling air travel, and stopping traffic, as well as knocking out power. At least seven people have died because of the storm. As many as 300,000 homes and businesses don't have power because of it. The President and First Lady welcomed troops, vets, and families to the White House.
I want to express the eternal gratitude and thanks of our entire nation.
President Trump honoring veterans and military families at the White House. The President saying his administration trying to help vets find good jobs.
To ensure veterans and military families can find great jobs, and veteran unemployment has reached its lowest level in nearly 21 years.
President Trump also saying he's trying to reform the troubled VA.
That's USA Radio's Robin Walensky reporting. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard. And if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
Federal hate crime and gun charges are filed against a white man accused of killing two black people at a Kroger supermarket in Kentucky last month. A grand jury indicting Gregory Bush on six counts yesterday. U.S. Attorney Russell Coleman spoke to reporters in Louisville saying, "There's no place for hate-fueled violence anywhere, especially in Kentucky."
Federal, state, and local law enforcement in this city and in this commonwealth stand united against the premise of this specter, this shadow that's hung over Kentuckians.
Bush is also facing state charges in that case. The Trump administration is looking at the rising problem of sexual misconduct by airline passengers. Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao announcing the creation of a national in-flight sexual misconduct task force. The FBI saying last summer the number of sexual assaults reported on commercial airline flights was increasing at what it called an alarming rate. And John Lennon's killers finally admitting that he feels regret over murdering the Beatles legend. Mark David Chapman recently telling a parole board that 30 years ago he felt no shame, but now he says he knows what shame is. Chapman shot and killed Lennon outside Lennon's New York City apartment building in 1980. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.